Have your Bible turned to Zechariah chapter 8. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 20. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily and to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." Amen. I want to preach just a little while tonight, and I'll not be too long. And on the way it's supposed to be. The way it's supposed to be. You know, God has got a plan and a purpose. God's got a way that a life is supposed to be. Amen. As we lead this in Zechariah, we can see some things take place. And we can see Jerusalem, praise God, as God is dealing with His people. That great nation, the Jew, that great nation of Israel, that God has got His hand on. Yes, He does. Hey, a lot of people think that God's deserted Israel, that God's forsaken His people. But I want to say that God's still got His hand on that little nation of Israel. And what it is, a pleasure just to be a part of that little nation, to be able to reach out and pray for them and lift them up and magnify them before God, that God would just go through and help them and give them the peace, man, of Jerusalem. We need to pray every day for the peace of Jerusalem. Need to pray God would touch that little nation, that little body of believers, amen. The whole world despises and hates them. The world would like to destroy them. But praise be to God, they still a God of glory. Had a called out people, and praise God, He's still in the prayer answering business. If we'll just call upon Him, He'll touch that people one more time. I want to say, praise God, if we'll call upon Him, those that are called by His name will call upon Him, said He'd hear from heaven. Amen. Glory to God. If we'd just call one more time. Amen. That's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to keep calling on God. We're not supposed to quit. We're not supposed to give in. We're not supposed to find a way to exit on this place. I want to say there's no exit in this life till we get to glory. And if we're going to travel on the road, we might as well travel it for Jesus. Amen. He's the one that can help us and give us hope and encouragement. And if we just stay with Him, praise God, that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. I don't care what the world says or contrary to us. And they say, well, you bunch of fanatics, you think it's got to be your way. Well, I won't say it's not our way. Praise God. It's God's way. Amen. There's a way it's supposed to be. And God's established it Himself. And He said, hey, if we'll just fall in the way. I like Zacharias. He's a right here. He said, thus saith the Lord of hosts. He said, I'm not telling you a bunch of fairy tales. He said, I'm not telling you something man's got to say. He said, but the Lord of hosts is speaking. And He said, it shall come to pass. Ain't you like it when God says it shall come to pass? Amen. If God said it's going to come to pass, then it will come to pass. Hey, we're looking for mighty things in the days ahead. I don't get bogged down too much in this world because I'm looking, praise God, for another world. I'm looking for a land, praise God, where God is God and He always will be God. And see, just because we don't believe and we don't follow along, praise God, it don't change God. Amen. He's still God. And He always will. He'll be the same. He's the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not. Amen. But He said it shall come to pass that there shall come people of and the inhabitants of many cities. Now listen to what He says is going to take place. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another. And He said, saying, let us go speedy. Now notice the haste that they go. He said, word's getting out. Something's happening. And He said, at one city, He'll say to another city, He said, we got to go quick, fast, and in a hurry. There's some excitement that's taking place. Amen. And so, and one group of people, one city, praise God, is saying to another, hey, let's get up. Let's see what's going on. Amen. There's something happening. There's something happening up in Jerusalem, and we need to go up right quick and see what's going on. We need to take part in what's... Would it be to God if the God church tonight would get excited about what's going on? Amen. That one body of believers, pray God come with another body of believers, say, you know what? There's something going on up at the house of God. Amen. I wonder what take place at Stony Fork Baptist Church. Praise God, if we went out with a report, praise God. They said something Sunday, something happened up at the house of God. There'd be people be speedily, praise God, with excitement, trying to get to see what you're so excited about. Amen. We just get stirred up one more time. Like Brother Rex talking about this morning, praise God, we need to get stirred up. What we need to do is do like Brother David did, encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen. And we'd be stirred up down the depths of our soul with an excitement for the things of God. He said, let's go up speedily to pray before the Lord. He said, not only was they haste, not only was they some excitement, he said, but they was prayers on their lips. They come with the desire, praise God, to get a hold of God. You know why? Because they was looking, desiring for those same things, praise God, that they'd heard other people had. You know what? Listen, church folks tonight, you know what people's going to want, praise God? They're going to want what you got if you're excited about what you have.
Amen.
Amen. If you get excited about it, praise God, and you get to telling about it with excitement, praise God, there'll be people come just see what you're excited about. Amen. That's how Holy Ghost revivals get started. Amen. People come because you get the word out. You begin to brag. You begin to talk about how exciting it is to be a child of God. You get to talk about what's taking place up in the house of God, and folks want to come see. Next thing you know, praise God, the place is full, the overflowing. You're putting chairs out, praise God, all the place. You open up the windows so they can stand outside and hear. You say, preacher, could it ever be like that? Yeah, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. If we got excited, praise God, and there was an excitement, we begin to want to pray and seek to have the same things, praise God, that other folks is getting. Amen. Hey, there's some folks around here that's getting excited about the Lord, getting excited about the precious promises we have in the days ahead. In just a little while, praise, we're going to go out of here with a shout. And there's some folks that's getting excited about that. There's folks that's getting geared up. Amen. With an excitement. They want to get in on it. They want to pray before the Lord. Amen. They want to pray, praise God. Hey, look, what He's got, I want a dose of too. Say, man, praise God. Hey, would you let His little cup run over on me? Amen. Praise God. I like it when you folks get filled up. Amen. To overflowing. And it begins to flow over on me. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? When you get to can't help it, praise God, because God's so good to you. He's moving so much in your life, praise God. And you just recognize Him. You begin to praise Him and to magnify His name. And praise God, He just fills you up on purpose. Amen. And all of a sudden, this begins to bubble out, praise God, run all over everywhere. You get to can't help it. Amen. You can't help just blurbling. Amen. You ain't even speak, but praise God, Holy Ghost of God bears witness, we know where you're coming from. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God, it's all right. Yeah. Praise God, we desire that. Hey, listen, mamas, daddies, pray. Hey, we ever get bubbled up in our soul, our children get excited. Yeah. You know why our children ain't excited about the Lord? Because we ain't excited. Amen. If we ever get excited about the Lord, what's going on down in our hearts, praise God, our children begin to get excited too. Amen. He said, it'll come out. He said, let us go speedily and pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. Amen. He said, hey, listen, why are we going to go pray? We're going to get a hold of God. We're going to get a hold of that Lord, the Lord of hosts that's able to help us. Amen. The one that's given that other person help, that other city help, that other church help. Praise God, we're going to get a hold of Him so He can give us help too. Yes, sir. That works. Amen. Hey, God, He ain't selfish on passing it out, praise God, if we just get a hold of Him. But now notice verse 21, the Bible says, the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, and that's saying. Now how did the word get out? It got out by word of mouth. Amen. The excitement got there because of word of mouth. One city said to another city, hey, guess what's happening up in Jerusalem? Amen. Guess what's happening up the house of God? So there's a stirring going on. Why would that take place? Proverbs 23 and 7 says this, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. See, there's somebody got the thinking down in their heart. The things of God, the principles of God and the foundation of God. He began to realize, praise God, he was on a firm foundation. He was something down in their heart beginning to bubble up because they realized what God was doing. Amen. Hey, if we ever realize truly what God wants to do in our life, how He wants to hook our families up, praise God, for the glory of God, how He wants to put us on that firm foundation, we'd begin to get excited. Amen? But most of us is just like the Pharisees and the scribes. Amen. Yeah, we come and we get a little bit on us, praise God, and we go home and we wash it off. And we go about our business. That's what they did. And they couldn't bear no fruit because they were fruitless. Look over at Matthew chapter 12. Let me just show you. Matthew chapter 12, in verse 33. It said, neither make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. Tree's known by the fruit he bears, right? Apple tree's apple tree. Now, they got some of these cross things. Now, my wife, I worry about her. She's been buying some of this crossbred fruit. Went to the store the other day, and she got a bag of fruit and come put it in the cart. And I said, what in the world is that? And it says dinosaur fruit. I'm worried about it. Pray for my wife. She's confused. Amen? But what they've done, they've grafted on different things to trees, and they're cross-pollinating, and they're coming out with weird fruits. Trying to improve on what God's already done. I don't understand that. A good tree will bring forth good fruit. Praise God, what we need to do is just partake of that good fruit that's coming off that good tree. But listen, what Jesus did. This is Jesus speaking, verse 34 of Matthew 12. He says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? He said, you got evil in your heart. How can you? He said, you can't say nothing good. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. He said, you got a bunch of evil stuff in your heart, so the mouth don't speak good things. Amen? He said, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say to you, that every idle word that man shall speak, he shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Amen? So he said, listen, he said, it's out of your mouth. Abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's whatever's in our heart, praise God, it's what's going to come out. If we've got good things in our heart, which is the love of God and peace and happiness and joy and the things that he gives us, praise God, it's going to come out. But if we've got just a bunch of junk in our heart, there's a bunch of junk going to come out. Amen? That's just the way it is. And it's what we produce when it comes out is our fruit. Some good fruit and some not so good fruit. Amen? Fruit that's rotten. Amen? But if we got it, what's in the abundance of our heart is what comes out. Jeremiah said it this way. Let me just go to Jeremiah chapter 20 right quickly. Jeremiah said this. Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Jeremiah said this. He said, hey, listen, you know what? He said, hey, was something. Praise God, that was a pinned up in my bones. He said, hey, I'm not going to. He said, I've tried to preach. I've tried to proclaim the word. He said, nobody wants to hear it, Lord. He said, so I'm just going to. Said, I ain't going to mention you no more. I ain't going to say nothing good about you no more. I ain't going to tell nobody about you no more. He said, I'm just going to give it up. I'm going to quit. Amen. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. Amen. I'm not going to say anything for Lord. But before he got out of that verse, amen, before he got out of the verse, he said, but his word, amen, his word was in mine heart, amen. I want to say, praise God, if his word's in your heart, you can't bottle it up, praise God. You may try to, but I tell you what, praise God, it'll come out on you somewhere, amen. If you truly love the Lord, you love the Word of God, praise God, it'll come out on you somewhere. He said, but His Word was in mine heart. What was in His heart? The Word of God. Amen. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He said, that Word of God was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. Amen. You think about arthritis is bad. Amen. Those little aches and pains you have of a morning when you get up, Hey, it was nothing compared to what old Jeremiah had. He said, hey, praise God. He said, I tried to just be quiet and I tried to just stand still. But praise God, there was a fire that was, he said, it was caught up in my bones and I just had to tell somebody. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, I was weary with forbearing. He said, I was trying to hold it back. I was trying to contain it. I was trying to keep it within. But praise be to God. He said, I couldn't contain it. He said, and could not stay. Praise God. He said, hey, that I had in my bones, that was down in the depths of my soul, that love I had for Jesus and the God's people, praise God, I couldn't contain it. I just began to preach again. Amen. Begin to pray. Why? Because abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So that's how the word got out. Excitement began to build because somebody said, you know what? There's something going on up in Jerusalem. Amen. The Lord of hosts done showed up there and he's blessing people on purpose. Folks is getting in. Folks are getting encouraged. Folks are getting excited about the things of God. Now Jeremiah goes on, verse 10 said, for I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. You know what? They fear in people's heart. If you're a child of God and you backslide, you go the other way, praise God, it breaks people's heart. These old lost sinners out here where you work and stuff, your children, they're watching you every day to see how you're going to do. Amen. They want you to do good.
Right,
amen. They want us to do good. They don't want us to quit. They don't want us to give in. They don't want us to let up. But he said, report, say they, and we will report it. They say, Jeremiah, what do you got to say, buddy? Say, if you just give us the glory to God, brother John, if you'll just give us a little encouraging word, praise God, we'll pass it on. I wonder what happened down at the house of God. Hey, it'd be a Holy Ghost revival take out. If we'd just get a little encouraging word, praise God, come looking for a little encouraging word and just pass it on. Amen. Folks would get excited. Praise God. But he said, all my familiars watch for my halting. All the people I was familiar with, he said, they was looking for me to quit. They said, well, you know, he's come to the end. They ain't nobody paying no attention to him. He's just going to quit. Sounds like me and you, don't it? Sometimes we just want to quit, throw in the towel, run up a flag of surrender and say, I give up. But they was familiar. It's familiar people with you that's watching to see if you're going to quit. He said, saying, pre-adventure, he will be enticed and we shall prevail against him. And we shall take our revenge on him. They said, you know what? We're going to see him backslide and go back the way he used to be. There's a whole world of people that's saying that. You know, they're looking at us. And they say, well, Brother Rex, he won't stay in it long. Hey, I guess it's just a fad he's going through and he'll get over it in a day or two and he'll be right back with us. But you know, in their heart of hearts, they're saying, boy, I hope old Rex does good. Boy, it's good to see him going to the house of God on Sunday morning. Boy, it's good to see him going to the house of God on Sunday night. It's good to see him encouraged on Wednesday night. It's good to see the excitement he's got.
Amen.
Man, it's good to see how when the old devil gets to rubber him raw, how he can contain. Amen. They like to see that. Amen. Hey, them boys he works with, I guarantee you, they want to see him do good. Amen. They don't want to see us go back to what we used to be. They want us to be that we can be for the glory of God. Amen. See, there's some excitement down in their soul. Because there's something, they're seeing something that's taking place in some dear saint of God. Now, you may not see that, but praise God, they are. And they're carrying it to another city for the glory of God. Just like they did here. But Zechariah said, yes, if the inhabitants of one city shall go to another and say it. They said, hey, listen, let's go. Let's get up there. Let's see what's going on with excitement. Amen. And old Jeremiah said, hey, listen, it's in my bones and I got to get it out because it's in the abundance of the heart. That's why the word was a spreading because it was in the heart. If the word's in your heart, praise God, it'll get out on you. Amen. But the way it's supposed to be, that's the way it's supposed to be. The Word is supposed to get out. The Word is supposed to be exciting. The Lord Jesus Christ is supposed to be exciting. God designed it in the beginning to be that way. Do you know that? Look back at Genesis. Look back at Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1. You remember old Abram? Abram went out of Ur of the Chaldees. God said, "All right, Abraham, I want you to go." And though Abraham didn't question, he didn't ask questions, he just loaded up and headed out. And God said, "Hey, listen, you know, I'll show you where I want you to go when you get there." Said, "You just load up and head out." In Genesis chapter 17, the Bible says this. And when Abram was 99 years old, amen, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I like this right here, "I am the Almighty God, El Shaddai." Praise God. Amen. El Shaddai, the Almighty God. And listen to what he says. He said, "Walk before me and be thou perfect." He said, "Hey, I want you to walk before me." He said, "I want you to be upright in the eyes of God." Amen. Do that that's upright, that's just right according to God. And he said, "I want you to be perfect." Amen. He said, in other words, I want you to walk upright in perfection or in sincerity before God. You know, God, all he wants us to do is just walk upright before him and walk in sincerity. Amen. If we were sincere in our walk as we are in other things, God said, this is the way that it's supposed to be. That a man, praise God, he said, "Abraham, I just want you to walk before me." He said, "Hey, this is Almighty God. Can I have your attention a minute?" Said, "I just want you to walk upright and sincere." Said, "I want you to walk upright. I want you to try to be perfect. I want you to try to do the best you can." Amen. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way God planned for it to be. And Israel, praise God. And notice what he says. He said, "I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly." And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him. See, if we could just ever realize El Shaddai, the Almighty God, and when he begins to speak to us, if we could just fall on our face and listen, that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen? We have to listen to God to hear what he's trying to say. And he said, Abraham, praise God, when God spoke to him, he said, "I've got big plans for you, buddy." Abraham fell on his face before God. He said, "All right, I'm listening." Amen? He said, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations." Hello? He said, "Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations," now listen to this, "have I made thee." That's past tense. See, God already had a plan and a purpose the way it was supposed to be. See, God has already got a plan and a purpose for me and you the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to just listen to God, fall on our face, say, "Lord, here am I." Amen? And God begins to do a magnificent work in us and give us that we need. That's the way it's supposed to be. He said, "I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and in their generation." Now listen to this. "For an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God." That's the way it's supposed to be. Amen? God Almighty said, hey, he'd give us the same promise that he gave Abraham. He said, "I'll establish you, and I'll be a God to you, and I'll be a God to generations after you." That's the way it's supposed to be. Amen? You say, why was these people over here so excited? Because they'd realized, praise God, this is getting ready to enter into the millennial kingdom. And they said, hey, you know what? We've realized the way it was supposed to be all along. One of these days, youngins, I believe every one of us will come to ourselves. It may be now, it may be in old age, but one day we'll come to ourselves and realize, praise God, that the glory of God was there all the time and we just missed it. Amen? Because we never took time to be excited about God. God, help us to be excited in the day we live because of the glory of God. Help us to come together speedily hastily, amen, praying and seeking God's face to seek the Lord. Why do we do this? Because the way it's supposed to be, right? It's the way it's supposed to be. And notice what it says at the end of verse 21. These people from these different places, they come from different cities. Now picture this. Come from different cities, and they said they come up speedily, and they come up to pray, and they come to seek the Lord of hosts. He says, I will go also. Amen. Somebody said, hey, you know what? I see what you're so excited. I want in on this. I'm going to go with you. Amen. I don't want to miss out. I want to go too. You know what we're doing? We're leaving people out because we're not excited about where we're going. We're not excited about the promise and the hope that we have. But if we was excited, praise God, they'd be lying at the door and they'd say, hey, you know what? We want to go too. Amen. Yea, many people in strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Amen. One of these days during the millennium, there's going to be a multitude, a host of nations. Praise God, is going to flock. They just want to go there just to pray with Israel. Amen. God chose me. They're going to want to be there, praise God, in the presence where God's presence is. That's why they're going to want to be there. Because the presence of God is real. Amen. Why do we want to come in here? Why do we love this place so much? Because the presence of God is real. We can come in here in our songs and our praise, and we can feel the Lord. We can feel His presence, praise God. It's real. That's why we keep coming back. That's why we don't want to miss on Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday night, because we're afraid we're going to miss a blessing. Amen. I don't want to miss. I'm afraid old Brother Bill might get his cup full and go shouting and praising the Lord. And man, I want to be here for that. Amen. Somebody might have a praise report. They say, you know what? God performed a miracle in my life, praise God. Or somebody else's life. And I just want to brag on Jesus. Amen. I don't want to miss it. It's exciting. Bible goes on, verse 23 says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days, now like this, here it is again, it shall come to pass. Amen. That means it's going to happen. Amen. It's going to happen. It shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all language of the nations. Now these 10 men are representing these nations. Can you picture this? Now just picture this, different men, these different languages, different nations. 10 men, 10 nations. It said, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew. They're saying, you know what? Hey, we've heard about what's happening in Jerusalem. We've heard about how God's a moving, amen. We've heard about how God's answering prayer. We've heard about how God's delivering. And praise God, we just want to be part of it. They're just going to grab hold of your skirt tail, praise God, so we make sure we go wherever you go. Why? Because they was excited, amen, about what's going on. Ain't going to be a day, praise God, when people are going to be excited about the presence of the Lord. When the Lord of hosts shows up, praise God, we're going to be excited. Amen. You may not be excited now, but praise God, one day you'll be excited. Might as well get excited now. Amen. Because that's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be excited about the Lord. He said, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, now listen to this, we will go with you. Amen. They say, hey, you know what? We're so excited about what's happening over there. We're going with you. That's the way it's supposed to be. He said, go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house might be full. How do you do that, praise God? You get excited about where you're going, and praise God, they'll get excited about going with you. Amen. Amen. Makes a difference. Praise the Lord. If you go down humdrum all the time, say, well, you know, went to church yesterday, that old preacher got up there, preached the same thing. Thought we're just old sinners going to hell, need to be saved. Amen. Ain't nobody going to want to go with you. Amen. But boy, if you go over and get saved, you ought to hear my choir got up and got to singing, praise God. People began to shout and praise the Lord. And a man of God got up, preached out the Word of God, told us the truth, praise God. And the truth began to set us free. I realize I'm not bound by sin no more. Praise God, I've been set at liberty by the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's exciting. Amen. You may have come to church the next Sunday and the back door open and that person you're talking to come easing in, sitting in the back pew. Why? Because they want to see what you're excited about. Amen. Makes a difference. Said, we will go up with you. Why? Because we have heard that God is with you. Amen. So we heard God been showing up out up there. And when He shows up, He shows out. Amen. He's just blessing you in His own purpose. We just want to come see. Why would people want to come see? Because there's a spirit of revival taking place. Folks are being stirred down in their souls. They're getting excited about the Word of God and the way God's moving and the way He's answering prayer and the way He's delivering and the way He's saving. And they're excited about it. Amen. It said that we heard that God, heard that God is with you. And so you're so excited, we just wanted to come up and see what you're excited about. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, you say, preacher, I don't know if that'll work or not. You try it and see. Amen. You go out of here excited about the Lord. Amen. We get excited about Him. We get excited. Hey, He's coming again very soon. He's coming and we're going. Hey, listen, I'm like Brother Robert, I'm starting to get old. But praise God, I ain't looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. Amen. I'm looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come with a shout and a trump and take us to be with Him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm excited about that. And I try to tell people, praise God, about an exciting Lord that saved me and made it possible for me to be excited. So that they can say, you know what? I believe I want to come up here and see what you got. I want you to tell me about this Jesus that you got. I want to be excited too. Why? Why would we go through all? Because that's the way it's supposed to be. To share the gospel, that's that good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, it's good news, amen, that we're saved. It's good news that we've got a place. It's good news that we've got a hope. It's good news that we've got something to be excited about. Because we've got, not only we have excitement about what we've heard that's going on, but we get excited about the hope and the help and the love and the compassion that God's told us about. Amen? That's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be excited about what God's got for us. Amen? He said, you know, he said, youngins, it's just time to get excited and to tell about it. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I wonder tonight what's in our heart, though. What's in your heart tonight? Amen. If from the abundance of your heart the mouth speak, does it speak the things of God? Speak praises to the Lord? Or just a bunch of mully grub? Amen. I believe a lot of our hearts is just full of mully grub. But praise be to God, if we just focus on Lord Jesus Christ, say, you know what? Every day is a good day. Amen. This is a day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And then you start looking. You start looking for those good things in the day. See, the old devil wants to throw up bad things. He'll throw them up like flags. Amen. But what we start doing, we just knock them flags down and start saying, hey, you know what? That's a good thing. Thank you, Lord. What a blessing. What encouragement. Amen. And you know what? God begins to bless our heart and we start speaking in a different attitude because of the abundance of the heart. And word gets out because we're excited about what God's showing us. Are you excited tonight about what God's showing you? Amen. We ought to be excited about it tonight. Hey, listen, don't let the devil take your victory. Amen. We are victors. We're winners in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're winners, praise God. We have overcome through He that overcame. And we just have to claim the victory. Just like the song, I'm a winner, either way. Whether I go or whether I stay, I'm a winner either way. Amen. We're winners tonight, youngins. Every one of us. We're winners. And we just need to be excited about it. Tell it wherever we go. Amen.